Man, how many of y'all are here to glorify God today? Watch this. If you have received the Lord Jesus Christ, if you've received the Lord Jesus Christ, just like you witnessed in those baptisms, guess what? You're going to glorify God in some way, whether you want to or not. Did you know you can't hide the really saved? You can't hide the really saved. It's going to come out. But we got some good news. I think, Donna, I think we're finally going to get everybody graduated this afternoon. And I don't care where you went to school, kindergarten, if you graduated, private, public, kind of public, whatever system you were in. So I don't want to miss anybody. If you're a graduate, I want you to stand, and we want to give you a blessing this morning. If you graduated, would you please stand? College, university, nobody in here graduated? All right. Come on, stand it on up. And I want you to keep standing. Keep standing. Because here's what I pray. All right, listen. The not all the world's going to hell. And that's what I want you to, okay. A lot of it is, but not all of it. And so today we're going to honor these graduates, and may they be men and women who love Jesus Christ, who embrace what God's called them to do, whatever that is, and may they go make a difference about it. May they go make a difference in this world. Amen? Now watch. Here's the way the world's going to change. We need young men and women full of grace, full of mercy, full of power of God, and they're just going to go do what God calls them to do in a wonderful way. And we're going to talk a little bit about that today, okay? I want to pray a blessing on y'all. Stand up and receive this blessing. Y'all going to go do great things. Y'all okay with that? Hey, I'm going to pray that God prosper you. Anybody allergic to that? I want God to... Yep, sit down, Bob. You've already graduated. Bob, you got enough. All right, look at here. All right, let's pray. Lord, I pray for these graduates. I thank you for their effort, their time, their labor in academic studies. And Lord, as they go to the next place today, the next step, the next part of the journey, we want to pray that they will, Lord, that they will enhance and encourage the situations you put them in. Lord, I pray that you prosper them, that they'll have enough to make a difference, that you will take their skills, their abilities, their talents, and their gifts, and they will be multiplied, and lives will come to know Christ because of the way you design their life. Receive that blessing and go live well. Amen. Once again, give them a big hand for getting that done. For getting that done. I want to thank y'all for being here today. Thank you for inviting some of your friends here today. I know it's summertime, and Hillview in the summer is everywhere. So as we speak today, I just want to lift up the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and I want to give thanks. Right now, as I speak, we're at 7 other preaching points right now. So there's people all over South Central Kentucky. I don't think we're in Tennessee today, but we love them. We'll go if we have to. It's kind of like the Alamo. If Texas comes, we'll come help them, but this time we're not getting whipped, okay? We're going to bring in the presence of God where we are. So that's where some of your pastors are. Lake Church is going on right now. We're down on Main Street, out at Burton Memorial, up at Rocky Springs. And so God's doing a great work, man. God wants to see this county reach for Christ. And some of you have joined in that mission. And you said, you know what? God, take my life and really let it be an instrument of helping people understand who Jesus is. Tim, once again, I want to say in public, thank you for the way you're raising your family. Thank you for your leadership at our Christian school, Bowling Green Christian Academy over there. And man, what a witness you had in baptism of father, son, and mama and family, that families are important on getting the faith to their children. How many of y'all believe in that? All right. So we're going into harvest mode. I'm on a mission. I've always been on a mission. And guess what? Devil's not going to win. I want you all to begin to lock that in your brain cells. The devil is not going to win. It looks like he's winning sometimes, doesn't he? You turn on a TV, what does it look like? I don't know about y'all. I hear stuff today listen, I thought about it. I said, I'm going to preach on graduate. The stuff that's changed since I graduated from high school is amazing. It's mind-blowing. It really is. It's like I fell asleep and I'm living in a dream and have gone to another planet. So for some of you young people, when we older people look real weird at the stuff y'all think's normal, because In my day when I graduated, it wouldn't even been considered normal. It would have been called unimaginable. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Everybody that just said all right's old, but that's okay. That's better than being dead, amen? But watch this. There's some things that are right. And graduates, I want you all to grab a hold of these three concepts. First of all, embrace wherever you are. Second of all, enhance the place that you are. Wherever you find your life, be an enhancing force, right? And the third thing is this, encourage others to meet Jesus by what you are. You got those three things? So I want to get there. Go graduate. That's cool. All right? But guess what a high school degree means? You graduated. Guess what a college degree means? You graduated and spent a lot of money. Eventually, you have to say, you know what? I'm going to be what God made me to be. I'm going to step in there, and I'm going to make a difference. I'm a full supporter of education. I got all my alphabets just so I can be critical of the system. Real alphabets from credited institutions, East Coast institutions, where the alphabets are supposed to mean something. Without Christ, it's meaningless. Education without Christ is meaningless. Now, let me tell you how uneducated educated people are. Education for the moment is just a moment of history. Without Christ, all you are is a moment of history, and every moment fades, true or false? Absolutely. Every moment fades. I don't look like I did in high school. Not even close. I don't run like I did in high school. Now, there are some improvements. I think a lot better now than I did in high school. There's got to be something improving, amen? And so in life, we got to learn rhythm. And there's a rhythm in all of life. And this one goes through all of life. You ready? And every one of us are doing it, whether we want to or not. Hello, goodbye. How many of y'all realize the first moment of your life is hello? We've had a lot of babies born here in May. And hello to parenting. Hello to a new child. Hello to grandparenting. Whatever. There's a hello, right? How many of y'all are glad to know your first, somebody liked you when you first got here? True? I've never seen people do this. I don't like that baby. I've never been up there to labor delivery room. And listen, there's some ugly babies up there. Y'all know I'm telling the truth. Now, I'm not going to tell you whose they are, but there are. Dr. Sean, you know you had to go. I mean, listen, it don't matter what it looks like. True? Come on. I wish we stayed that way. How many of y'all have ever seen a newborn? Have y'all ever seen one, I mean, right out of the hatch? Blake looked like an alien. Clacy, I couldn't figure out what she was for 2 or 3 minutes till everything popped back in. I went, whoo, I got a daughter. God help me. I've looked at my baby pictures. I was ugly. I didn't change much, but I was ugly. I had a big old head. I don't even know how my head stood up on such a little neck. And I thought to myself, wait a minute. Here we are awkward. Would you say we're awkward in the beginning? You know, kind of, we're screaming and hollering, and our parents go, oh my gosh, this is the most beautiful child God's ever let exist because it's mine. Now, some of y'all still believe that, and you're like 50. Then there's life. Hello, goodbye. Hello, goodbye. Is that not the rhythm of life? Some of you are getting married here in the next 2 months. You're going to say goodbye to single life and hello to married life. I saw a great church sign this week. It said, if you don't think you have any faults, the bottom of the sign, it said, get married. True? Because when you get married, what happens? Come on, let's be honest. You discover that you're not as perfect. My mom overlooked a lot of things that Elizabeth doesn't overlook. You know? It changes. Hello, goodbye. Now let's go to Ecclesiastes 3 because it's a series of life. Remember, embrace where you are. Today is graduation. Yesterday was graduation. Last week was graduation. I don't know, Coach. I think, Coach Riley, we've been graduating for 6 weeks around here. Anyway, we graduated. Now we got to go live. So guess what? Now, I want you all to listen. If you're leaving high school, say goodbye to it. It was great. It is really gross to see people that are 40 years old and have never left high school. And if you notice that most people that talk about their high school days is because they don't have anything to talk about today.
Come on.
Yeah, it's kind of gross to go back to football game, you know, and here be the old boy. Well, I tell you what, back in my day, by gosh, we wasn't soft. We was out there. I said, I played with you. You soft as cotton candy. I even hear one guy one day, like, he never got on the field and was acting like he was an all-star running back. Was this, guess what? I don't care what I was, because guess what? It's over. Let me tell you about athletics. The day you're done, you're forgotten. Especially if you play at the college level. The day you graduate, guess what? The next day, the coach is on an airplane recruiting something better than you were. That's just the way it works. Most of you all don't remember who played in the NFL 2 years ago. Most of them don't remember they played in the NFL after getting hit so many times. You see what I'm saying? It's a moment. It's not a life. Now let me give you a warning as you graduate. Don't make your moment the definition of your entire life. Somebody hear that word? That's a word of truth. The moments of your life will expose your life. There's moments. We all got them. Ecclesiastes 3 says this. Now we're going to listen to a guy. He's supposed to be wise. He had a lot of wives, though. King Solomon. Almost 1,000 wives. Now, I don't want to take issue with Solomon, but I don't think that's real smart. I got one. I can't handle her. I can't imagine 1,000 ganged up on me. Of course, if you're the king, you got a couple other palaces you can go to when you get outnumbered. Where are you going? I'm going to palace number 12. Why? Because y'all won't be quiet. Solomon's looking at life and he says, God, what is it all about? Now, watch this. Hello, what? Goodbye. How many of y'all have lived long enough you've done some hellos, goodbyes? Yeah. Hello, high school. Goodbye, high school. Hello, college. Goodbye, what? Hello, grad school. What? Goodbye, grad school. Now, you never quit learning, though. How many of y'all realize you never quit learning? If you want to be wise, you got to learn in all of life. My dad's a real educated man. I grew up with an intellectual. My dad's really a true intellectual. I mean, he's like smart of what used to be smart. He's smart because he can actually think through, not just read other people's works. Okay, you're not intelligent just to mimic what other people have already thought up. That's not intelligence. That's just third grade reading level. Intelligence is you can actually make it work. See, Jesus didn't just come from heaven and present heaven. Jesus made heaven work on earth. See the difference? That takes God. That's why I say education without God is just for a moment. But with God, you can understand the beginning and the end, that you're a part of something that's greater than you are. That's what Christ does. Isn't that amazing? How many of y'all are glad to be a part of something greater than you are? I mean, that's amazing. That's God. That's a miracle. All of us are going to be a moment of history, but are we going to leave God in our moment of history? That's the question. Some of us are. And some of us are just going to go about our lives. We're going to eat breakfast and lunch and, you know, go to Cracker Barrel every once in a while, go to Walmart, stop by the IGA on the way home, pick up a jug of milk, go to church, you know, when we feel good. Make sure our cup gets filled. That has nothing to do with the Bible. The Bible calls us to live. To live, to toil, to listen, to love, to embrace where we are, enhance what we've been given, and encourage others to connect to the kingdom of heaven. Look what? For everything, there's a season. There's a time to go to high school, and there's a time to get out of high school. There's a time to dress like you in high school, and there's a time to never dress like that again. And I'm just bringing it updated. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. I hear some of them ladies going, I wonder if he's talking about me. I don't know, am I? Make sense? If you're 44 and you're wearing the same clothes as your 16-year-old daughter, bad. You go, well, I can pull it off. There's a time to get out of fantasy, and there's a time to be brought to reality. There's times. Hello, what? Goodbye. So guess what? As you graduate today, you're leaving high school. Goodbye. Hello, next step. College, technical training. Or maybe you're just a real entrepreneur type person and you're going to make it happen without all that. Hey, there's people that do that. They have names like Bill Gates. However, before you get too excited and bring that to your parents, that's 0.5% of the population, and most likely you're not in that percent. It's very rare. You can tell if you're in that percent. Like if you haven't done anything up to this point, you're not in that percent. There's a time to be born. There's a time to die. You understand that? It's a time to be what? But there's a time to what? Time to leave? Time to be. Right now, what's our time? It's time to be. How many of y'all would be willing to just say, you know what, God, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to live you out to the maximum to my last breath. To my last breath. God, I'm going to live to the maximum to my last what? It's time to be born. Is it time to live? Is it time to die? There is a time to die. Most of the time, that's when all your parts are falling off. This is a good signal that death is coming. When the doctor walks in and says, I don't know what more we can do, prepare. And please don't get all worked up about that. Earl, when it's time for you to be gone, what will you say? Yeah, because guess what? You are. And here's why you're ready. You've done a good set of hello goodbyes. You want to live well? Hello goodbye. Goodbye high school. Hello college. Goodbye single life. Hello marriage. Goodbye marriage without children to hello baby. True? It is a long hello. In my house, it was an 18-year hello. Because I had to say, hello, baby, hello, two-year-old, hello, elementary school, hello, junior high. Have y'all ever seen a female enter into junior high? It's crazy. Hello. Yeah, it's crazy. That was like hello and oh no at the same time. That was hello, hold on. And God brought us through. And guess what? Hello, high school. Goodbye, high school. And at the end of high school for my kids, goodbye. As at the Ayers house, at 18, you roll out. We've invested in you for 18 years. If you're there at 30, we don't say, bless your heart. We say, what happened to you? You were given opportunity. Hold on. Some of y'all get mad at me when I say, well, my 30-year-old's still there. That's because you have not parented him. Time to go. Time to plant. It's time to harvest. There's only one reason all this crazy stuff happening in the United States. We allow it. And guess who allowed it? I don't blame the kids. I blame the baby boom parents. Locusts. Pac-Man's what they played. Your parents played Pac-Man at a Pizza Hut and thought it was cool. Ryan, what are you laughing about? You were champ. Over there in a throttle, you know, we get the throttle. That Pac-Man's exactly what this generation's been. Eats up everything in its eyesight. It's all about me. They thought their kids were about them. Kids ain't about you. They're about God. Give your children to God. And if they're graduating from high school today, say, guess what, honey? We are so proud of you. Now you're going to go to college or technical school or wherever God puts you. You'll be moving out here in 3 or 4 months. We're so excited about that. Let me tell you, that's a great goodbye. Watch this. My son and I get along fine. You know why? I shook his hand in Moorhead College. And I said, guess what? You fixing to become a man. And mama over there all teared up. Old puffy eyes. We get in the truck. I had him and he had another girl in there at that time. I turned around and looked at both of them. I said, listen, it's 4.5 hours home. Y'all need to dry it up. I said, we did not let him off at the dock where he's got a gun strapped on. He's got a football helmet. He's going to college, not war. It'll be all right. Elizabeth said, when are we going to see him again? I said, it won't be tomorrow. Let's go home. I'm excited. God had done well. He's going to be his man. He's going to do what he's supposed to do. Coach, weren't you excited when that fine young man, now he stepped off, we fixing to have it. He did what you and Lisa taught him to do. Live. Although, Lisa, I know Mama get a little more swelled up about it. My baby. I'm like, your baby got a goatee, honey. Your baby's got hair under his arms. Your baby is 6'2", 215 pounds. That ain't a baby. Guess what it is? A young man. Now go be a man. Go be a woman. Go be what God's made you to be. You hear me? And in everything, know that God never leaves. Now here's what I want you all to know. We go through the same stuff. I don't care who we are. Just look at it. Look at somebody and go, I'm going to go through it. Go ahead and just tell them. Go ahead and fess. Come on, fess up here. Oh, that really stinks. Y'all look like you're at first or second or third somewhere frozen up. Tell them, I'm going to go through it. But here's the good news. You want me to tell you the good news? Let me tell you the good news about life. Jesus Christ, crucified and risen, will be with us no matter what we go through. Look what he said. There's a time for everything. Time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant. Now, I want to go over this because we are absolutely confused about this in the United States of America. Look at this. There's a time to plant and there's a time to pluck up what is planted. Now, some of y'all are confused about this. There's no plucking without planting. So I told you some of y'all are confused about this. Now, let me tell you what's going on in America. We got a lot of planters, and we got some people that think they are privileged to pluck because they were born. The only thing birth entitles you to is death. Yeah, look, it doesn't say time to be born, time to be blessed. It says time to be born, time to what? Die. So if all you're going to do is be born and do nothing else between being born, you will die sooner. Now, you got to choose, are you going to involve yourself in some activities? Watch this, I'm going to sound like a rocket scientist. Y'all ready for this? Hold on to your seats. Some of you old farm boys like me, you know what I'm talking about. I think we ought to send every congressperson, especially Pelosi, to a farm so they can figure out the basics of life. Seed in the ground. Plant later. That's called a, you put corn in the ground in the fall, what happens, Sheriff? You get more corn. Now here's what they think. If I put corn in the ground, they're entitled to my corn. I'm going to blow y'all away. I'm going to read through Ecclesiastes chapter 3, and the one word you will not find in it is entitled. So graduates, guess what? The generation before you has messed up America. Period. That's a fact, Jack. I don't even have to argue that. It would take me three sentences. We messed it up because we focused on ourselves. You want to straighten it up? We got to turn back to God and we got to say, Jesus, not what did we say, but what do you say? What do you say? And guess what he says? Plant, pluck. Plant, pluck. Oh, by the way, planting is risky. You might plant and there could be a hailstorm coming. If you plant and farm in South Central Kentucky, you can get a tornado, a windstorm, a sandstorm. That's all in one day. The sun may come out or it may not rain. You do not know, but you still must plant if you're going to have a harvest. Graduates, go plant well and expect a harvest. By the way, I want to let you all know something. Nobody gets here without labor. Ask your mama. Did any of you women go like this? Well, I'm just so excited for this little baby inside of me that is kicking me to death. I'm so excited that they feel entitled. They're entitled. Your mama labored to get you here. You know what I tell you? Honor that. She worked. And your dad worked too. He had to hear all that. That's why when you look at your dads when you're young, they're like this. Because they done wore us out. Then you all start. Then you turn 12. And you look at dads, and it's like God has written ATM machine up on us. And you pull our arms expecting us to reach for our wallets. That's about what we exist for. No. No. Plant, harvest. Y'all got the rhythm? Now listen, I'm not busting on our government. I'm just telling you the truth. It doesn't work because it's not God's system. It's never worked. It didn't work for communist Russia because it's not God's system. It didn't work for a socialist party of the Nazis because it's not God's system. You can't go out of God's order and expect God's harvest. You got to plant to pluck. So guess what? Go plant well now. If you go into college, guess what you need to do? Study. Guess what the world's going to tell you to do? Party. They're going to say, college is about MTV Spring Break. That ain't plucking. And that ain't planting. Guess what that is? Destruction. Those are foundations of destruction for the rest of your life. Be careful with that stuff. I tell you that because I want you to live brilliantly. Be careful. Plant well. There's a time to plant and a time to pluck up what's planted. There's a time to kill and a time to heal. I'm sorry for all you pacifists, but you don't exist in the Bible. You got to know the Ten Commandments correctly. The Ten Commandments does not say, thou shalt not kill. It says, thou shalt not murder. That is the correct word. You do not take innocent life. Guess what? God will kill you when he gets tired. He sent a flood to destroy wicked humans that were destroying the earth. Had nothing to do with the environmental issue. It had to do with stinking, sinful, disobedient, rebellious human beings that turned their back, their attitudes, their morality, and their lives against God. And God said it'd be better for you all to be dead than me to watch this. You know what I pray for? The mercy of God every day. I think God is patient. What do you think? Because God sees the same TV shows I do. I think he's patient, don't you? I think he's very patient when we go against exactly what he said. Guess what God says? I want to bring you to life. I want to bring you to mercy. My presence is there. So this is what we ought to be. We ought to be embracing every moment we're up against. There's times to kill. There's times to heal. There's times to break down. And there's times to what? Build up. There's times to weep. How many of y'all realize there's some painful times in life? And what do? We weep and God says, I'll send a comforter. Blessed are those who mourn. They shall be what? But it's not laughter all the time. But guess what? There's some times to laugh. Some of you religious prudes need to smile at least once before you meet Jesus. Y'all seen these religious people just prudy as they can be? All they do is walk around like this. Well, that's wrong. That ain't in the Bible. You ain't in the Bible either. Crabby old religious woman is not in the Bible. God didn't call us to be prudes. He called us to live. He didn't call us to point fingers. He called us to be the testimony of new life. He didn't call us to be the moral policeman. He called us to be the witness to God's grace, mercy, and salvation. Stuff works. Amen? So there's a time to plant, time to pluck, time to live. There's a time. Guess what? There's some stuff that's just funny. How many of y'all have ever done some funny stuff? Just funny. Life's funny. I think God's got a sense of humor. Created me. Created you. You know what I love? Is people that think they run the universe. How many of y'all got some friends that run the universe? They're usually taking selfies of themselves on Facebook. And they print everything on Facebook. Like, in the bathroom. Who cares? Only you. What about this real stuff? God, there's a time to guess what? There's a time to mourn. Now, it's going to bother some of you Baptists, Church of Christ folks, some of you white people that just can't do it. There's time to dance. Now, not as often as Elizabeth wants to, but there's time to dance. When do we dance? When we're happy. See, some of y'all can't dance because you ain't been happy yet. the time to throw down. We're going to dance in heaven. Even you prudes are going to dance in heaven. In fact, y'all going to go up on the stage and dance. God asked you to dance, what would you do? Me too. By the way, y'all ever read the Bible? Y'all ought to read the Bible. It's a great book. The First Testament of the Bible. In the First Testament of the Bible, there's this story about the Jewish people. And they were in slavery for 435 years. And then God sent Moses. And then Moses had to tell him, he said, hey, God's taking us out of here. The king said, yeah, really? And Moses said, this is the paraphrased Ayers version. He said, yeah, really? And they went across this Red Sea, and God worked a miracle. And Steve, guess what they did when they got across the Red Sea? They set up a Southern Baptist convention. No! Guess what Sister Miriam did? If you go read the scripture, y'all go to Bible study and you'll learn these stories. She got a what out, Reverend? Boom. Sister Miriam, she has some rhythm. Because she ain't white. She's Jewish. Some white people got rhythm. Let's be honest. Some white people got rhythm. And then all of a sudden, pop, 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 pop. Miriam got that tambourine out, and guess what? They were breaking down across the Red Sea. You know what song they were singing? I've been delivered. And they were listening. Guess what song Pharaoh was singing? Oh, no. He got in the middle of the Red Sea, and God changed his mind about holding back those walls. Chariots don't float. That's another sermon for another day. I'm going to preach it. Because you know what? Some of y'all are more impressed with chariots than you are crosses. And you're listening to the voices of chariots and not the voices of forever. Here's the problem with every human in power. You ready? Not for long. Every human power, none of it lasts for long. Here's the power of God. You ready? Through Jesus Christ, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever and ever. That's God. That's why he says, be ready for all times. Look, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather them, a time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek, a time to lose, a time to keep, a time to cast away, a time to tear, a time to sow, a time to keep silent. Now, graduates, there'll be a time to do what? Zip them. But then there's a time to speak. By the way, for the church, it's time for us to unzip our lips and let people know where we stand with Jesus. Well, Pastor Steve, what if we offend somebody? They might get saved. Yeah, come on. Kyle, I know that you're a successful businessman, and I honor that in you. You've done well. Guess what? Do you change the way you do things sometimes? Yeah, me too. When it's not working, guess what I do? Change! Sometimes you got to change. Guess what? We need to speak up gracefully, respectfully, and tell people where we stand with Jesus Christ. I got friends that are as lost as Easter eggs. They don't want to hear anything about Jesus Christ, but guess what I tell them? I say, I follow Jesus Christ, and that's why I think the way I think. You got a problem with that? And they go, no, man, that's cool. That's your belief. That's what I hear most of the time. Guess what they haven't heard from us? Somebody just believes. You know what I mean? Not fuss, not preach. What's God called us to do? Believe. JD, I believe like you. It's a better way to live. What do you think? Better way to live, isn't it, in Christ? Yeah, just tell people that. Better way to live. I found it's better to stay married than get divorced. What have y'all found? Anybody else found that out? Cheaper. Yeah, watch this. Now, watch y'all. What, did you hear how tense it got in here? As soon as I said something about divorce, everybody went, oh my God, he's going to defend some people that are divorced. Here at Hillview, we don't have a fence because everybody here's messed up everything at least once. And so we don't talk about that. We talk about how to get it back together. The devil's already torn us down. God's got to build us back. And so we submit to God. Amen. Now, check this out. Time to speak, time to be silent, a time to love, And there's a time to hate. We ought to hate some things. I hate injustice. I hate whining. I hate stupidness. I hate stupid. You know why? Stupid always leads to lives wrecked. True or false? How many of y'all have ever prayed this on your kid? Surely y'all hadn't done this. Have you ever done this as a parent? I'm just so proud of you for making stupid decisions. Now, I was raised in the old days. My dad would actually tell the truth to me. He'd go, son, that was not a wise decision you made. I'd go, you think? Now, here's where my dad was different. He never paid for my consequences. He said, I'm not Jesus Christ. I'm your father. And so guess what? When I wrecked my buddy's car, I didn't call the state of Kentucky and they send me a bailout. I had to work extra jobs to make enough money to pay for the car that I had wrecked. You know why my dad did that? You know what that sucker could have done? Whipped a check out and it would have never bothered him. You know why he didn't? He wanted me to understand there's a tax on stupid. I heard this growing up. I mean, what do I got to pay for that for? He'd go, stupid tax. You know what? Elizabeth, I will never calculate what I've paid in stupid tax over a lifetime because I was a slow learner. There's a time to learn, isn't there? There's a time to graduate. There's a time to live it. There's a time for war and a time for peace. All right, let's sum it up. Nobody does it better than Solomon. What gain has the worker from his toil? I've seen the business that God has given the children of men to be busy with. Now, note this, guys. This is so true. God, he has made everything beautiful in its time. You know what some of y'all need to do? Hold on. I never thought Elizabeth and I have a marriage like we do today. Now, as soon as I say that, we'll be in a fight this afternoon. But guess what? I never thought we'd have this marriage. But Elizabeth, what did it take? It took time for you to grow up and mature where you could be married to somebody like... Took time for me to quit lying too, didn't it? You know what? Here's what I honor about my wife, and I will honor her. Elizabeth waited on me to grow up. Now, some of you women are in the same spot. You married him hoping he'd get better, and you didn't know he was that slow about that progress. But if you wait long enough, guess what will happen? God will enhance the time. You know what? Rod, you know what I love about God? He waits long enough for us to get better. You know, he's not impatient. Donna, you might have had to wait a little bit on Raj. I just got a hunch. Remember the early days? Did you ever think he'd be like he would be today? No. Because a lot of life, it's crazy. It just takes time. Time. I never thought I would walk out to my mailbox in a pair of shorts and dress socks. I do it now just because I can. The other day I watched Blake. Blake was at the lake with me and he had forgot. Blake forgets. He still forgets everything. He forgot his flip-flops. And so he had to walk out of the lake because he forgot some clothes to change into. So he had a pair of gym shorts on, dress socks, and his dress shoes walking down the dock. I said, son, that will look better on you as you go along. He goes, Dad, there's a lot of freedom in this. I said, Blake, you know what you're bringing testimony to right now? He said, no, what, Dad? I am a married man, and I will never be married again. That didn't matter. But, boy, I'm going to tell you this right now, Donna. Five years ago, he'd have walked barefooted and gotten splinters in his feet before he would have looked as uncool as that. There's a time to grow up. And it takes what? Time. So don't panic. He's made everything beautiful in his time. He's also put eternity into man's heart. He's given us Christ. Right there's testimony to Christ out of the wisdom literature. Look what he says. Yet, so that he cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. Really, the beginning's a mystery, the end's a mystery, but we know God right now. Now, check us out. I perceive that there's nothing better for them to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. So, graduates, in the name of Jesus, go be joyful. Go do good. Live out Christ. Know he's real. Do these three things. Embrace where you are. Enhance what you've been given. And encourage others to know Christ by the way you live your life and whatever you do. Amen? Well, let's stand together. Guess what? This is only possible if you have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Somebody understand that? Now, there are going to be some people get saved right now. How many of y'all are excited about that? If you're a graduate and you have never said, Lord Jesus, come into my life, forgive me of my sins, that would be the best decision you could make. I wouldn't want to go to college without Jesus. He'll be there, but I would want him to be in my life. Amen. He's helped you, hasn't he? Got you through nursing school and now even more nursing school. And he's put you in places that you never thought you'd be. From Tompkinsville, right? How does a guy get from Tompkinsville to Bowling Green? That's the same move as from Bethlehem to Rome. See what I'm saying? Graduate, Jesus has a bigger plan than you do. His plan is this, to come into your life, to forgive you of all your sins, to connect you to the power of heaven, to fill you with the power of the Holy Spirit and commission you to do great things in his name. Time for us to start being a part of that action. Amen. Well, our pastors are going to be at the altar, but more important, the Holy Spirit's here at the altar. Some of y'all need to come and be healed. It's time to be healed. Some of y'all need to come and just pray. God, put me in motion. I need to be active. Some of y'all need to start inviting your friends that don't know Jesus to Christ. You need to get up here in this baptistry. You know, Don was so funny. Don came out of the baptistry and Don said, you know, this is the one thing that never gets old. I said, I know, Don. Every baptism is special. I wish every one of you baptized somebody that doesn't know Jesus Christ. You can do it here. I'll let you baptize here because I've read the Bible. Go ye therefore. That's everybody. Somebody asked me, they said, well, I saw a woman baptize somebody at Hillview. I said, women also nurture children. And they're really smart. And they do most of their homework. And in fact, when I was growing up, I wasn't taught to by a man until I was 12 years old. All women taught me about Jesus. And they're smart. Then I got married. Married a professor. She's smart. Then I had a daughter. She's smart and mean. No, she's not. She's not. I'm just kidding. Smart. God uses us all, amen? Men, women. Let me tell you who he uses. Faithful people. He's looking for faithful people. You that? Graduates, go be faithful. Listen, instead of trying to be rich, that's the American dream. That's over with. That's one you can cancel out right now. All you graduates can cancel that out. Rich. Just cancel that out. You 17 trillion in the hole right now and counting. You ain't got enough lives to get over that one. None of us do. Why don't we change it to what God called it? Let's be faithful. You know what I found? If you'll be faithful, you'll always be rich enough. If you be faithful, you'll always have enough. Isn't that amazing? And most of the time, you have more than enough. How many of y'all got more than enough? Yeah. Congratulations. God bless. Let's live well. Let's see some people get saved by Christ right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Jesus, I thank you for telling us some great truths today, things we need to be reminded of. Lord, as we have preached this message today, I'd just like to apologize on behalf of the United States of America that we followed very, very little of what I spoke of today. And so, Lord, bring us to repentance. Renew our minds, our conscience. Forgive us, Lord, where we feel like we can pluck without planting. So, Lord, help us be good planters and help us be good harvesters. Help us be great encouragers. Help us not chastise, but encourage one another to their best in Christ. And so now I pray, listen to me, look at me. If you don't have a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, tell him, Lord, I'm a sinner. Just tell him. Lord, I've sinned. I'm sorry. I repent. Jesus, come into my life and forgive me of my sin. Boom. You ask, he will. So how do you know? He's God. You ask, he will. If you have not been baptized, I don't care where you've been to church, where you went to church, where you thought about going to church. I care that you know Jesus. I care that you're faithful in baptism, that you would come and say, you know what, Jesus is coming in my life. I'm going to do just like Heidi. I'm going to do just like Jade. I'm going to do like these two beautiful young girls today. And I'm going to get in that water, and I'm going to give testimony that I've been buried in Christ. I've been risen in Christ, and I'm not who I used to be. You say, well, Pastor Steve, will I mess up after I'm baptized? Yes. You messed up after you was born. Your daddy didn't kick you out. How many of y'all got kicked out of the house the first time you had an accident? If we can do that as very shallow human beings, how much more does God pull for us on a constant basis to be the people he's made us to be? There's some of you that have received Jesus Christ and you hadn't been baptized yet, man. I plead with you in the name of Jesus, get that taken care of. Because I found a loose thing with the devil. If you're unwilling to be obedient in Christ, then he'll get you in a lot of other areas of your life. If you take the first step of obedience, it's a lot easier in the next step of obedience. Haven't y'all found that? Some of y'all need to put that foot forward today in the name of Jesus. Quit being fearful. You say, Pastor Steve, I've done some bad things. That's why you need to be forgiven. I ain't worried about what you've done. In fact, I don't care. Because I know a guy that'll forgive it. His name is Jesus. Let him come into your life and forgive you. Amen. Y'all are wonderful. Thanks for being here today. Man, I pray that as many people that need to be saved will be saved. I pray for over 90,000 salvations in this county. That's how many disconnected people there are. You know how much hell there would be in Warren County today if God called the ball? If today was the day of judgment. You say, thank God we're not from Warren County on the front row. Mm-hmm. 50% of your county's lost. You know what's so sad? Church don't care. Every one of you that refused to share Jesus with a lost person this week, guess what you said? I don't care. Because if you cared, you'd have shared with them. And don't tell me you don't know how to do it, because you'll share the first catfish restaurant that opens up, you'll share it with 100 people. You know why? You care about catfish. Do you care if somebody else will be saved? Let's let them know, guys. Listen, I don't know what's going to go on, but I want you to hear me clearly. Have I sounded like this before? No. The inside of my spirit has been rattling for about 6 months. I don't know what's going to happen. My job's not to tell you what's going to happen. My job's to tell you that God is moving and he wants the saved to be saved. Now, what comes after that, I don't know. I don't know if it's a build up or a tear down or a combination of a little of both. But I know this, it's time to come to Christ. And it's time to get real with it. Amen. Lord, release fear, doubt, selfishness, and bring us to the altar that we might be saved. Those that need to be baptized, Lord, I just pray right now you encourage them by the power of the Holy Spirit to make those moves and to make those moves of salvation. Heal us right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Guess what, church? This altar's open. Come on right now. It's open. Our pastors are here. We want to talk to you. You come and pray. This is everybody's altar. It's not a few people's altar. It's everybody's altar. In case you grew up in one of those churches, well, I can't come to the altar because somebody will think I've done something wrong. We at Hillview know you've already done it wrong. Come up here and make it right. Amen. Here's what it is. Smart people up here, come and pray and repent. Not repenting. Not praying. That's not a smart move. Come on, church. We love you. Come on. Come on, church. Let God bless you.